208 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, pound for pound king. And still, yeah, man, Colleen did a great jab. The hook was nice, too. It was precision punches. But, yeah, man, I smashed that dude, man. And jab to the forehead, man, you know. And the fight before that, like I said, I posted the audio. I beat a 12-3 cruiserweight boxer who was about 6'5", 6'6", about Wilder's height. You know, older than Wilder, but still a boxer. 12-3 record, amateur. You know, big, tall, black guy, like lanky cruiserweight. You know, about Anthony Thompson size. And a little taller. Man, I smashed that dude. Originally, I went there to beat up Sergey Kovalev and Lemonchenko, the Ukrainian boxer. And, you know, they were there, so they left when I came. So it was just bad timing. But I'm sure I'm going to run into those clowns one day. And when I do, I'm going to fucking puncture them. You know, the goal for next year, now that 208 wins have been scored, I've 8 wins above the 200 win mark. There is absolutely nothing to prove. Now I just win for my own personal satisfaction. And of course, it feels great to rub in the victories to these delusional haters. But at the same time, what's the goal now? I mean, I beat TV fighters. I beat real underground fighters. I beat military, you know, Marines. I beat a Navy SEAL. I beat Israeli IDF. Special Forces, I mean, I beat everybody. So what is the goal for the GOAT? What now? To beat more mainstream clowns. Not because they're good. They're not good. But it's moral victories. You know what I'm saying? Like beating Anthony Thompson, a much better win, you know, than beating, for example, some retard like BJ Flores. But me and BJ Flores have beef. Me and Anthony Thompson have mutual respect for each other. He knows I'm a great fighter. I know he's a great fighter. He saw how he admitted this boy got hands. Me and BJ Flores hate each other. We denounce each other. And that fight would actually get more views, even though he's not even close to Anthony Thompson's level of a fighter. He shouldn't even be mentioned in the same breath as me, but because, again, moral, I'm going to punch him one or two times, he's going to get knocked out, get it on YouTube, you know. But the thing is, the guy doesn't want to fight. He just wants to act hard. He said, hey, come to Vegas. He literally did say that shit on Twitter. I call him up. I text him. He hangs up on me, which is very suspicious. He doesn't want to fight. And he texts me a bunch of boy, yeah, just come down here. And I'm like, okay, well when? What gym? And he doesn't want to give me a specific gym. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? I know the gym. And this clown says he doesn't want to go there. And I said, all right, I got a gym where I beat Adam Leroy in the cage, that gym. They got a cage, and they allow full-out fighting. Because these box rec gyms, for one, they don't allow full contact. And Taco's allowed me knock out Mayweather, but Taco's, are you kidding me, man? There was like 40 people from the Mayweather's gym that wanted to jump me when I knocked Floyd Mayweather Sr. out. That's enemy territory. This guy, you kidding me, man? Like, look, it's not a good idea to go by his terms. Who the fuck is he? I'm the champ. He wants to fight me. He issued the challenge originally, even though right now it seems like I'm pressuring him to fight BJ Flores. But originally, if you look back in 2015, when I got to 100 and 0, you know, he issued the challenge on Facebook and said, I'll fight this guy. I'll fight Charlie Zelenoff. And then when Charlie Zelenoff called him and said, you'll fight me? Let's go, bitch. When he realized the shit got real, he was like, oh, he backtracked. Like, he shit himself, in other words. He was like, you know what, fuck this. You know, this dude's actually for real. You know, that's why he doesn't want to fight me. It makes sense, right? But I'm telling you this. I go to Vegas every year. I'm probably going to go there, more than probably, I'm definitely going to go there next year to win at least one fight. Maybe two. Maybe three. But at least one. And when I go there, I'm going to smash up a fighter. Or and the but the first person that I'm going to contact is BJ Forrest, and I'm going to record everything, and I really hope he shows up. But the problem is, I don't think he'll show up. You know what I'm saying? Dude probably wants to jump me and shit, and because look, he's not answering his phone. I told him, look, clown, I hate you, you hate me, but let's arrange this. Let's if you seriously want to fight, pick up your phone. Let's arrange this, and you know, like grown men, like real fighters, something that you're not. I'm a real fighter, you're not. Let's arrange this, you know. And he just keeps clicking, and I'm like, why are you clicking? He's like, just keep text me when you're here. I'm like, what? Come on, man. Even Wilder fucking called me when he showed up to the fight. I mean, dude. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyways, talk about the 208. Yeah, man, that jab was it was so fast. It was, you know, it was like a blitz. It was like the motherfucker. You could hear that snap, like bam. You could also to all the haters listening, man. I'm sure you know you guys had oh, actually, let me happy Thanksgiving to all the good people out there. And when I say good people, I mean people that truly, honestly, genuinely support Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time, the true goat. Hey, come on, 208 and 0, man. I don't even have to say, you know, I'm obviously the goat, man. There's never been a fighter who's won 208 fights without a loss. Pro record. There's been some amateurs with 300, 400 wins. There is an amateur, he had like 400+ wins, but he had like 4 or 5 losses. A great record. Very good record, but still had losses though, man. I guarantee you I'll hit 400, 500 and 0 without a loss. Like I already topped any record. Okay, the guy that has 400+ amateur wins. I'm 208. Okay, halfway. But I have no losses. You understand? And I guarantee you I would beat the fuck out of him. The dude that has more wins than me, I guarantee you that I would beat the fuck out of him. He's beating guys his own weight. I'm beating heavyweights, cruiserweights. Yeah, I mean, I was on the scale. I'm like 165, 166. I'm like super middleweight right now. So, yeah, that jab was, look, I said the next fight I win, it's going to have absolutely no controversy. At 206 had no controversy. I beat the shit out of that Muay Thai fighter. I wonder what that fucked art has to say now. You know, he fought back, okay, he landed a little bit, but I landed a lot more. But I said that 207, 208, I'm not even going to get hit. And I was right. 207, one shot, one hitter quitter. Didn't get hit. Opponent, 12-3, cruiserweight boxer. After that, 7-0 MMA pro fighter, another cruiserweight slash heavyweight, maybe, I don't know his weight. He was definitely heavyweight or cruiserweight. Okay, big motherfucker, 7-0 from Spain. Some Muslim dude from Spain. He was like from Morocco or some shit. Crushed him. Off the video, I hit him one time with a very hard hook, like just like you saw on video when I hit him. That was a precision hook I gave him. But yeah, I did that, except I applied more power. I went bam, and then he stopped. But you know, I'll give him a pass and just count it, not as an extra win because that would make me too. And I don't know. I'm gonna count it as just another round. So a second round. Points winner or just TKO, because look, again, we agreed to bare knuckle boxing rules. That was not, in the eyes of the law, that was a street fight. But in the eyes of combat, in the eyes of boxing, bare knuckle boxing, that was a bare knuckle boxing match. We agreed to box. No kicks, no elbows, no knees, no wrestling, no MMA, just boxing without. And he said, I wanted to do it with the gloves. He was like, he didn't want, apparently he didn't want to do it with the gloves. And that was a very, yeah, the guy, he said, this is a bad idea. Well, he meant bad idea, like, as far as, like, cops may come. That's what the cameraman meant. But bad idea in the other sense, too. Bad idea for that guy, because nobody can beat me with the gloves. Imagine bare knuckle. It's just more painful, bare knuckle, getting hit by me. So, oh, yeah, but to all the delusional haters listening to this, hey, man, you clowns heard Samantha. Just want to let you know that I would never kiss a prostitute. I would never kiss a hooker. She just texted me like 5, 6 times. Wait, let me see. Let me see. Yeah, she 5 times. I just got 5 texts from her. Fuck the lights out of her. She gives, anyways, look, I know, like, the private life, but, like, again, these retards, like, when I went to LA, they're talking shit. They're like, oh, you're divorced. Your wife doesn't want you no more. Dude, I dumped my wife. Fuck my wife. I forgot about her. This girl, like, honestly, I mean, compared to her, she's nothing, man. This woman was an adult model in Brazil. You know how hot Brazilian women are? Regular women in Brazil are hot, but this woman was a model, like a nude model. She used to pose for magazines naked, but top was pantyless. She was, yeah, man, I fucked the living lights out of her today, man. And I'm gonna do it again next week. We're meeting up again. Either I'm gonna come to her house again or she's gonna come to mine. But the point is, yeah, I met her at a club, it's like, so. Yeah, I had this Russian girl, but this Russian chick would never want to, like, go on video, and, like, I'm thinking, we kind of, like, lost contact, and I'm like, whatever. So now I'm just banging a local girl, so we'll see where it goes. The point is, I already went the farthest you could go. I fucked her, you know what I mean? That's it. Isn't that every man's goal, to deal with a woman? Yeah, I want her to be my girlfriend, She gave it up quite fast, man. I met her like 3, 4 days ago. Yeah, she gave it up quite fast, so. You know what I'm saying? But another loss for Box, right? And Brandon Schaub and Deontay Wilder. Now, speaking of Deontay Wilder, now, if he wants to fight me again, now, he's obsessed with this whole Anthony Joshua farce, this whole freak show with Joshua. Now, if they fight for real, if there's going to be no dives, if they fight for real, like actually for real, like, UBF real, hey, I'll get the winner. Who I think is going to win? Well, if you ask me that question, Charlie, who would win? Anthony Joshua or Deontay Wilder? I would win, meaning I would beat them both. And I already beat Deontay Wilder. You saw how I hit him in the jaw in the ring. He flew. And football player, he knocked that N word out. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, Wilder has an advantage that he's fought me. I mean, Joshua never fought anybody close to as good as Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time. But as far as okay, here Wilder is stronger, I think, than Joshua. But Joshua is a he's a better boxer than Wilder, but he's not a good boxer. He's just not a good boxer. Come on, look at the way I boxed my last fight, that jab, that movement, I popped him, moved out the way. I'm a much better boxer than Joshua. But it's not like being a better boxer than Deontay Wilder, it's not a big accomplishment because Deontay Wilder is fucking horrible. He's an awful boxer. He's a B-level brawler, but he's just an awful boxer. He's sloppy as fuck. He doesn't know how to box. And everybody knows that. Even haters know that Wilder can't fight. He can't box, meaning he's just like a sloppy windmiller that relies on like lucky arm punches to connect. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, that fight, it's another Mayweather-McGregor horse shit. I mean, Deontay Wilder did get in the ring with me. He lost legitimately. He did have a legit fight in the ring with me. Yeah, it felt great punching Deontay in the jaw and beating him. And I would rather fight Joshua because I already beat Wilder. Yeah, he sucker punched me. I was whooping his ass with the body shots, and he caught me with a lucky punch, and then he got disqualified. But whatever, man. Who cares? So what? Like I said, the lesser fighter knocked down the better fighter in the ring. I knocked him out, TKO. I actually showed Samantha how I beat Derek the Giant and Deontay Wilder. And I showed her the new one, the 7-0 MMA. 7-1 now. I showed her how I popped him bare knuckle. That girl is so sexy. She destroys Kim Kardashian. I hope Kim's listening to this. Man, fuck. This girl has so much ass. Like, her ass is literally, I'm not joking, bigger than Kim K. Yeah, but more proportional. It was like round, like an hourglass. And Kim's ass, like no offense, but it looks fake. It just doesn't like, I don't, yeah, it, like I'm telling you, man. Bigger tits than Kim, bigger ass than Kim, better face than Kim, younger than Kim, and guess what? And she did something that Kim has yet to do. She had sex with Charlie Z. But after fucking Samantha, I don't even want Kim anymore. I want Samantha. Yeah, I mean, this girl fucking texts me, calls me, you know, fucking gave me that pussy, man. What the fuck? I didn't have to make any fucking videos for her. I didn't have to fucking, like, hey, you know, Kim, let's meet at this restaurant. Fuck that, man. What the fuck is that, man? No, hell no. Screw that, man. I got self-respect for myself, too, man. Yeah, so. Yeah, that jab and see, basically with the last fight, back to boxing, that jab, it you saw how mad he got when I connected, bam, and I moved out the way, and he missed, and I moved out the way, like he realized that he can't beat me in a boxing match, and then he just like puts his hands down and says, "What the fuck?" So now, haters, what he did right there, he kind of called a timeout. No, he did call a timeout. He didn't physically say time out, but that's, you know, like what he said, like what the fuck, like he had the impression, like the expression, what do you mean, what the fuck? You agreed to box me. You said you want to go bare knuckle. You're getting your ass kicked. Let's keep boxing. And this dude spoke very poor English. He was like saying some shit in Spanish. I had no idea what the fuck he was saying. He didn't do anything. Why didn't he swing back? If he swung again, oh my God, I would have knocked him out. Then it would not have been a point. So it would have been a knockout. I gotta look at that again. That, 'cause that could be ruled a TKO loss for that guy. It doesn't matter if he walked forward. Nobody ran away. Are you out of your mind, man? Wait a minute. I punched a guy two times on video in the face. Come on. And you delusional haters are saying that the champ ran from it. I hit him twice in the face. You see, they're the haters are saying it's a hit and run. No, I backed up. And then some guys got in the way and they just stopped it. And then he, like I was leaving, he followed me and I said, "Well, what's up?" I said, "Yeah, you got striked, bro. You lost. What do you want?" And he didn't say nothing. He was just standing there like an idiot. Yeah, this dude, he was undefeated. I guess he was shocked that he lost his first fight, so nothing happened. And, yeah, I heard Mental Stanley making news. Like, I gotta give it to him. He landed that jab. Yeah, you gotta give it to me, but you called it an assault, man. How the fuck is that an assault? That was a agreed-upon boxing match with knuckles. I mean, that was a phenomenal win, Mental Stanley. You go take your meds, kid. By the way, man, you heard Samantha, right? Can't talk about Taco Bell anymore, can you? You know, because I kissed Samantha, and you can obviously kiss was loud as fuck. You can hear it. It was louder than my punch. It was really loud. You can hear that we kissed, and there's no way in hell I would kiss a fucking hooker. So. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time, pound for pound number one. 208 try, 208 fail, 209 is going to fail, but I'm going to take a long break. It's time to focus on Samantha now, the new girl that I'm intimate with, and it's time to enjoy the wins, and it's time to enjoy the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to all my real fans out there. It's been an honor. I've won 100 fights from 2016 to 2017. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time, not just your time, but of all time. My last one was sublime. It was prolific, and it was just pure excellence, man. Just that jab was pinpoint. I'm the best.